Okay, good afternoon. You on your way home from a hard day's worth of work?
Particular on 2 meter, but always listening for DX.
pass this weekend?
This weekend. I hadn't planned on it because I'm going to be putting flooring down over at Josh's so he can get into his new house. And then the following week, we're going to be putting flooring down over here. But which contest is going on? I may monkey with it.
CQ Worldwide DX single sideband contest.
Didn't even realize that was coming. That's one that I normally work. So, yeah, I'll probably monkey around with that a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to try to since I don't have really don't have anything else to do this weekend.
This weekend, that's usually one of the contests that I like to work, the CQ Worldwide. Pretty good in it. A number of years back when I was a rookie, I did,
we had some interference there.
Yeah, I did pretty good in the CQ Worldwide a number of years ago when I was a rookie. I did, let me see here, 8th in the world, 4th in North America, and 3rd in the United States. And 2nd in my call area, so not too bad.
No, not too bad. And I'm going to try to work this weekend. I finished, I finished 4th in the state. And I don't remember how long ago that was, but I'm going to try to get into it and work it a bit this weekend. See, maybe I can find a few new DXs to put in the book somewhere. And maybe some countries in different bands that I haven't worked before, you know?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Well, Josh's county is, they're calling it, let me see, the mandatory stay-at-home safe something, which basically is really nothing. But anyway, they've made some changes in the county rules for getting out and about, which don't really add up to a hill of beans. I wish everybody would just do what they're supposed to do and not make stuff because it's really stupid. If everybody would just, all them idiots in Florida going to the beaches in California and the spring break students who think they're immune. And we live in a society of idiots sometimes, I think.
About some of those folks, and all. Of course, and some of them got all real uptight when they, in some of those towns down in Florida where they closed the beaches here the other day.
The beaches, because people should use common sense. Who would go to the beach? You know, I'm still working, but we have made major changes. We're not doing, you know, residential stuff where there's families and people around. We're not going into people's houses. We're staying outside or in new construction where there's nobody there. And even Josh and I, neither one of us are sick, no symptoms, but we're still, you know, using common sense and washing my hands and do everything, you know, people would just listen. And I'm not buying every loaf of bread or every roll of toilet paper in sight either.
I haven't done that. I think I bought a loaf of bread about a week ago, and I've still got that. I've got some rolls, like little small sub rolls. I've got those. I think in the fridge I've got a package of hamburger buns. So, you know, and I've got some hamburger in the house. I'm not overly stocked with food, but as it stands right now, I'm not going to starve to death right now.
I don't know. 3 weeks ago, about once a month, I go to Sam's Club. And I buy a good amount of meat in bulk and you know, separate it and package it all up. And I buy toilet paper and I buy Clorox wipes. My wife likes to have them here at the house all the time. She uses them. And a big thing of paper towel. And kind of filled up the freezer. And then when this thing started to go crazy, I did go to the store and kind of topped off the freezer. And now I've just been going every day or every other day and, you know, one meal out, one meal in. So I go to the store, and today we're having hamburgers for dinner. And while I was at the store, I noticed they had some nice stewing beef and a nice roast. So I grabbed two pieces of meat. I stuck them back in the freezer. You know, so one out, two in today. So tomorrow I probably won't shop.
All right, for the next few days, I might go towards the end of the week and pick up a roast to do over the weekend, or some stew beef and make a pot of beef stew over the weekend. I don't know it and all, but I'm not going out and buying everything under the sun. I didn't, you know, I tried to go. If I had a big freezer, it'd be a different story. I might get a few more items, but I just don't have a freezer, so it doesn't do me any good to buy a lot of things. So I just buy what I need and use sensibly, you know.
Your head and, you know, stay away from each other for the most part and try and use a little common sense. I think things would be better, but this too will pass.
Oh, yeah, and I'm beginning to, in some cases, I'm wondering where if common sense has decided to take a vacation over the last couple of years.
People get excited about stuff like this, and it's a concern, but, I mean, people just panic. People are panic shopping. It's the funny part is when you walk through the store, Walmart, it's like you see somebody coming towards you, and they see you coming towards them, and everybody kind of almost like with fear in their eye jogs to get far away from each other. And it's kind of become an unwritten, it's okay to do that, which it is, you know, but it's just kind of funny to see how it works now.
And you've never seen that before?
Normally, when I'm coming down the aisle, turn around and head in the other direction at a hurried pace. You pass each other and that's that. But now, everybody, including me, if I look down an aisle and it's clear, I'll turn down there. And if I see somebody coming my way, I will generally turn around and high-step it down to another area where there's not anybody and then come back to that aisle to get what I need.
That sounds ridiculous.
I catch the virus, so I'm just kind of doing what, again, common sense would say.
Common sense worth more than people even realize.
Bob, I don't run up and down every aisle looking for things. I just wait until I find, you know, the aisle is pretty well clear. It's like today when I went out today. I went in needed some bananas, and I also got some ears of corn and things like that, and that was over in the produce area. And I think there was one person, they were on the other side of the produce section from me. And then I went down, and then the other item I went down is I need some cold medicine, and so I went down the aisle where that was, and there was nobody else on that aisle. Then I came back, left a lot of space between me and the next person, and then checked out and come home.
You have to have a plan. If not, you're just like everybody else, just wandering around with no organization.
I'm as organized as one could possibly be.
Well, that's good, because if you're organized, then you don't fear anything. Fear is just lack of information. You know what I mean?
I just use common sense and, you know, try to maintain 6, 8, 10 feet away from everybody. And I do wash my hands more often now, and I do use hand sanitizer when I come out of the store. I got a bottle of it in my truck, which I never used to do. I'd come home from work after hammering up walls or whatever I was doing, wash my hands, take a shower. But if I go into the store now, I come out, I walk in the store, I will usually wipe the hand grip on the buggy with their little things they got there, and I will go and grab what I want through the store, and I get in my truck, and immediately I got the bottle of hand sanitizer there, and that might become a regular habit. that might be something that I will not stop doing after this is all over.
But you can't. I mean, 30% of the people are washing their hands, you know? So, you know, you're...
Social distancing on ham radio.
In America, there's a lot of people that don't wash their hands after they go to the bathroom, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's pretty scary.
Oh, yeah. I was listening. My dog's barking at somebody. Down here, several of the grocery stores down here that I go into, they've got somebody out in the lobby area where the carts all come in, and that person's job, person or person's job, is to sit there and clean all of the carts every time they come back in to the store, and, you know, and have them there already clean before they need to go on, and they, you know, they're cleaning them real good, so I've watched them do it. I'll be back in a minute, W2T.
Yeah, they just started doing that the last couple of days over here, rather than having the thing of wipes there. But they have both. They've got somebody there bringing them, spraying them down as the buggies are coming back in, and then they got a thing of wipes there. So, already Rusty. I don't know who the other station is. I never heard them ID. But anyway, ND7J. I'm gonna sit here and I'm gonna play a little bit of HF radio here and see what's going on. ND7J. I'm listening.
Have a great afternoon.
Yes, sir.